that you could lay, if you had a couple of them, you could lay a log or something that was long enough, on them, and then saw, have one end sticking out, and that if you want to saw off wood in chunks or pieces, and that they used to have wood saws or, and they had what they call cross cut saw or something. They had big teeth. I can see what they look like, but I think what they look like, but that was just old man power,
You mentioned a lot of buildings around the ranch. Maybe, are there some that you maybe haven't mentioned?
Well, I don't know. You generally had a barn and some corrals and the sheds and chicken house and for your chickens, and we had an outhouse.
Is that what they called it?
Well, yes, or pretty, whatever they called them, that was it. Everybody had them. You didn't have indoor toilets, I'll tell you. When Mother and I lived here in town, I don't believe there was more than, I was just trying to think. I'll bet there wasn't more than three or four houses in the town that had indoor toilets. There's one that I can think of that's down here right now a nice looking house. I know that did. That people used to live there was good friends of mine, that woman. Of course, she was a lot older than I was those days. But no, they tell you they didn't have anything very, no modern plumbing. There
I see.
wasn't those days.
Did they ever have stone walls? Is that
We didn't.
what would they call it, a stone wall?
I think maybe some places they use, well, I know they do, and they even build fences with stone. You've seen lots of that stuff in Mexico.
I see. And were there different types of, to prepare the, how would they prepare the fields? What would they
Well,
use?
they plowed it. My father had just a plain little old walking plow, which you walked and you held and you just hooked, you just two horses pulled it and you walked behind it, and it had this. If you ever seen a plow, don't know what a plowshare is? Well, this was just a one plowshare, and just throw your soil, the dirt, one way, and it had handles on it, and you held that. Now you held that. That was work to hold that and keep it in the ground, and drive your horses and just go back and forth and back and forth. And I think they used to pretty much tie the reins, the lines. They were lines
Around the
for the
neck.
on harness. Maybe put them around your waist, and
Now,
then
were there
because
different
you're.
types of plants?
Oh yes, well, that later on, and then they got yes, and then they had plows that I think they plow two furrows at a time, I don't they used them. Well, we had tractors later on at the ranch, we got tractors, but that, as I remember in the beginning, that was just a horse-drawn plow.
Now, what would they do after they would plow it?
Well, then they generally have a disc. Have you ever seen discs? Well, you go over that, and that chops it all up. You go over and over and chop up the sod. It's pretty much sod, solid, what you call sod. And that would chop it all up the best you could. And then they most always had a harrow, a spring tooth harrow, I think they call them, that was a deal that had, they just was flat and open like, but they were back and forth, and they had what they call teeth. Metal, whatever they were, that would dig into the soil, and also that would help to cut it up and then smooth it off. And they used to even have levelers, what they call levelers, if they wanted to level ground. They have things like that nowadays too, I've noticed, in big machinery. But and then you'd go over that, and that smoothed it and all, getting it ready to seed.
Have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
Gee whiz, I don't, it seems like I've heard that word, but I can't think what that would be.
What about we talked a little earlier about something that could be used to move soil.
You said that, what did you call it now, and I said was an animal?
You
Oh, what was it?
Fresno, was that it?
Fresno, yeah.
You're acquainted with that
Yeah,
word?
yes.